So, in my opinion, based on all of the readings that I've done and the classes I've taught over the years, I believe that we all have three life patterns that we are here to experience. And each lifetime, we have a different pattern, and there's a little bit of a combo, and there's an overlap. It's not just a, oh, it's one, not two, not three kind of thing. These can overlap at different times, but in general, we have one theme that we're working on. And out of those three larger themes, those larger themes are love and relationships, money and career, or health. So those are the three: health, money and career, and love and relationships. So what that means is that normally you are going to have a challenge in one of those areas. It may look different at different times, different nuances with the different people and situations that you're in, but overall, you're going to work one major life theme or pattern in this lifetime. So some examples would be something like someone who has the most amazing relationships, friends, contacts, amazing person, everybody likes this person, but they just can't get ahead in life financially. They can't keep a career, or they have dreams that they want to pursue, like their own businesses and things like that, that they never follow through with. Money slips through their hands, or maybe they make a lot of money and then they lose a lot of money. Like somebody that is a gambler probably has career money as part of their pattern. On the other hand, if there's someone that has major health issues throughout their lives and they learn about themselves through these issues they're dealing with because of their health, that would be someone who has health for their life pattern. So if you know someone that has, maybe they were born with something and they have like cystic fibrosis or something and they have to deal with that for their whole life. Well, that would be someone where health is their theme. Or if there's someone who maybe had, I don't know, let's say like childhood leukemia, and then they went in remission, and then later in life they had some diabetes or something like that, and there was like these reoccurring health themes. Now, and then it would be the same thing with like relationships and love, right? They can never keep a relationship. They jump from one person to another, or everybody they love leaves them. That would be part of that kind of pattern. Now, it's not your whole life, but it's how you identify your life and how you identify with these patterns. That's where it really shows you which pattern is the strongest one in your life. So, could it be that for people who have health as their major learning lesson in this lifetime, could it be that they don't let go of these identities as they shift and change throughout their lives, and so they're constantly sick? It could be that. It could be that they hold all of that in, but the lesson there wouldn't be that they're always sick. It would be that they hold on to things. So those are the three main patterns that I've seen in life. I can always categorize someone as soon as I get on the phone with them. I can categorize that, oh, okay, this person is dealing with a major health crisis, and they've had health crises their whole life, so that's how they learn about themselves. That's how the lessons are brought to them to see themselves clearly. If your life pattern here is on relationships, this is what I wrote about relationships, meaning family relationships, societal relationships, romantic relationships. So this can be friendships, it can be lovers, it can be family dynamics, anything to do with relationships. If that's your pattern of how you grow and learn about yourself, this is what it looks like. When we have relationships as our focus to learn about ourselves, it may show up in different ways depending on what we need to see about ourselves. We may have entered this life to learn about our boundaries with other people, to fully accept that no one is more or less important than we are, maybe to understand the role of power, control, love, and forgiveness. We learn that we must see self before we can see others. We must love self before we can love others. We learn that we must detach from others to release control and to attain honesty. These experiences will show up in our relations of family, romance, and society. With family, it may have begun with your parents and siblings. Life with them was not fair. Perhaps you were ignored or abused or had parental responsibilities too young. Throughout your life, you've been plagued with unfair circumstances regarding family members. And as you age, the family members became your children. Whatever you did not release from your family of origin has now transferred to your own family, and the issues there are the same as the issues you grew up with. Once you understand those issues and begin to release patterns, you will heal the past, present, and future. Blood is not thicker than self-worth, self-esteem, or self-love. So that's how it would show up in your family as a pattern. take a moment and think about that. Maybe, you know, which one of these areas has affected you the most in your life? Has illness really affected you? Or maybe it's codependence and taking care of other people, or deferring your needs to, for other people, putting your thoughts and dreams on hold for other people. Or it could be money, you know, maybe feeling that you never have enough, or maybe you being controlled by someone else's money. All of those are patterns to look at for how you can identify this, and maybe think about in order, you know, what were these patterns? Was it that the pattern that ruled your life the most was health, and then lesser patterns or relationships and money? Or maybe it was money and then sometimes health and relationships. You know, we always have these things that we have to deal with in life to learn about ourselves. But if we know this main pattern, it sure does help. So think about maybe how this pattern showed up for you in childhood. You know, let's take an example of money and career. Maybe you grew up in a household where your parents were poor, or maybe your dad couldn't keep a job, or maybe your mom gambled money away or had an addiction. And so money was always scarce. Or maybe there was a lot of money and then there was no money. Or maybe you were taught that rich people were evil. You know, you don't have money, or evil people have money. Or any of those things. You know, maybe you were taught that money is about control. And so if you inherit a lot of money, be careful who dates you or who wants to be with you. Or maybe using your money to control someone that you feel is less than you. I mean, there's so many different facets to this, but that's how one with money would play out. So in the childhood, you would get messages from your parents around money and how that relates to their identity and to your identity also. And then in your teenage years, it would also play out. Maybe you had to get a job really young and all your money went to your family. And so you weren't used to keeping money for yourself and rewarding yourself for your hard work. You know, there's different ways it could show up as a teenager. Or maybe you always had the money that your friends didn't have as a teenager, and you felt like other teenagers used you for your money and your things that they couldn't have because maybe your family was more wealthy. You know, and then again, as an adult, these patterns are going to play themselves out throughout your life if money is your pattern. So think about those kinds of things. You know, what's your pattern and how did it play out in childhood, in your teenage years, and now in your adult years? You can also think about different specific circumstances that are examples on how money played out for you. And it could also be maybe money is a secondary theme for you. And relationships and romance and love and all of that was number one. But then money fed into those relationships as like a second life pattern. So what that would mean would be like maybe as a child you were taught that you should be taken care of in life, that you don't really need to work and you don't need to get out there. You're wonderful and amazing and you should be spoiled and taken care of and find a good person that has a great income so they can take care of you, right? So because those were the messages as a child, then you may seek relationships with people who have more money than you, but then you give them your power because you want to be taken care of, because of those are the messages you received in childhood that you internalized. Does that make sense? I know I'm kind of, I don't know, talking about a lot of different things in these patterns, but we're complicated human beings, as I always say. And you know, we have so much to break down and excavate and evaluate when we're on these paths of self-growth. And so I always try to throw out new things for you to think about to consider in your life path so that you have tools in your toolbox to help you grow and evolve as a human. And that is our purpose here, in my opinion. Our purpose here as souls is to raise our vibration so we can evolve to a higher frequency. And that's our main focus here as souls. And so I try to give you tips and tools and pointers on ways that you can create awareness to evolve to your next frequency. When you experience these patterns, ask yourself, what have I learned about myself through this pattern? You know, it's in my life. What did I learn about myself through it? And then the last question would be, what do I still need to learn about this and how it affects me to have complete acceptance and peace? That's the thing that you've come here to look at, understand, and transcend so that you can evolve and let go of it. Whether it shows up in your relationships, money, or in health. Okay? Is it all starting to come together? I hope it's all starting to come together for you. So many times we don't think about these things until they're happening. And then when these circumstances start coming back, you can be like, dang it, okay, I get my issue's money, and this time I'm not going to let it consume me. I'm not going to stay up all night worrying about money. I'm not going to freak out when an unexpected bill comes. You know, I'm not going to do these things anymore so that money, or the lack of money, or not losing my money is my entire identity and it drives me through life. You know, just a little hint, these three areas should be equally balanced in your life. You should give energy to all three of these patterns at different times in your life so that one will rise up as the other two go down, and then another one comes. And you'll be able to do that once you face the main one. Then you'll be able to alternate your energy and balance it through the other areas as well as situations come up. And then eventually, you'll be the magician and you'll be the one controlling all of this because you'll control your response to when issues happen in these three different areas. Okay? That's why we're doing all of this.